Years ago, when the Frum people started to come to America, so the Miyased organization, they call it Hatzole, Chevras Hatzole. Someone needs help, they come to help with the Arch Club. This is Chevras Hatzole, they call it. And they asked the Moshe Feinstein Ashaila. It's printed in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Samach. And the same Shaila was when I moved into Arnof, they also made us our organization in Arnof. Then was no Atzol anymore, Eretz Yisrael. Now I think it's Atzol. It's Igud Atzol. It's all Atzol, but it's Atzol. And they made it, but it was the Boston Rebbe. He was Miyased in Arnof. And they called it the organization HaChovesh. And the Shaila was asked to Reb Moshe years ago, and to Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach when I just got married and I came to Arnof. And then I learned the Indian. That year he asked me to be in charge to Metapo that they will Mekayim Shabbos and not Mechal Shabbos. And with the Shmuel Shabbos, there's a couple of letters that were printed wrong or right. We'll see in a second. And Beitzim, the Shaila that they asked them, Reb Moshe in America, and Reb Shmuel Zalman in Eretz Yisrael was, this is clear if someone gets a heart attack, is a mitzvah to go to save him. Mechallim Shabbos, B'gdoyle Yisrael. This was not a Shaila, that if someone has a heart attack, you have to go to save him. If someone is giving birth, you have to go to help. Chaya Leila. The question was, that Solomon member takes the guy in his hospital and he drives to Manhattan and he puts him in the hospital. He finished. His kids are waiting for chant in the house. He allowed him to have Shabbos for eating chant. Oh, Hashem prefers that you will not eat chant. This was better than the Shaila they asked of Moshe. It's better Hashem wants us to go with a car and eat chant in the house. Hashem wants us to stay. Yeah. The same thing they asked in Arnof. They went to Hadassah. They want to know if they could come back to Arnof to eat chant with their kids, or they have to stay in the hospital. This was Be'etzem, the Shaila that they came to ask Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe Feinstein was matir to them to go back with a car home. Again, if you leave in the middle of the shir, not to pass him nothing. Yeah. Reb Moshe was matir to them to go back home. Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, Reb Eliashiv, Reb Osnerhold, if you go back with a car, you're Michal Shabbos, you're mamish like a guy that drives in Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, and Shabbos with a car, and Bepashas, you're Yain, he's Yain Nesach, v'chulei, kechol ha'aloch, is a Michal Shabbos gomu. And be'etzen, this is a machlekes. It's a vision America and Eretz Yisrael. In America, in that days, a lot, most Rabbonim already changed in America, and most Rabbanim are not allowed to go back. I think Kimat Al Charedim are like that today. I know it sounds strange, but we'll go through it, you know. But we call it in our matzev, you know, Upshum Zalman and Moshe, Sfeke de Raisi Lechuma, we have a klal psak, what we do b'chai gavle. If you're Upshum Zalman, Mechal Shabbos de Raisi, you're Apikoyres, if you're Moshe allowed to, so the klal is Alamon, Sfeke de Raisi Lechuma. And we have Zalmachlekes, what do you do? Sveke de Raisa Lechumra. So Mele, we have a Machlekes. Mele, we, the small people, we know. Sveke de Raisa Lechumra. And I'm not a person that doesn't keep every Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe uses a Shabbos clock. He doesn't listen to Reb Moshe, not allowed to use a Shabbos clock. Yeah? So he cannot drive. Every Mamish listens to Reb Moshe and every Psak. I hear. But if he doesn't follow every Reb Moshe, Avada Lechumra has to be Choshish. This is the first Shaila. The second Shaila was, especially in Arnof. Okay, so they know Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach doesn't let to go back. But they came to ask a different Shaila. Arnof, I'm just saying the Shaila because it was in that case, so it would be easier to ask. But we could ask it, Lemosho, in the camp. You know, in America, a lot of people already decided to start a vacation. So they go to the Catskills, Dalton, up in the mountains. Now they have two or three ambulances there to the stories that happened there. So Lama Zorim, someone has to give birth, Marad Nafshein Azachim. So the ambulance drives, takes it to the city, Manamadi, to have a baby. Now, if the ambulance doesn't go back to the mountains, in the afternoon, if someone else will have a baby, there's no ambulance. So you're allowed to bring back the ambulance. The fear of Moshe, it's not the guy the ambulance is allowed to go back. He wants to eat the chunk, he wants to be in the mountains. For the whole reason he went to the mountains, he wants to be in the mountains. But he'll stay in the city, he wants to be in the mountains. So Moshe says, if he likes to be in the mountains, he's allowed to go back to the mountains. We'll explain it in a second. Rosh Hashanah holds the Reisim, Aloha the Reisim if you go back to the mountains. But, as an ambulance, so the same thing was in Arnav. Was one ambulance in Arnav. They claim that the Mada takes in Lamazogim 10 minutes, 20 minutes to come. So if this ambulance went to Hadassah, the next person that's giving birth, or the next heart attack in the neighborhood, would be no ambulance. So Shmuel Zalman written to them in the Ksav Yad, I'll show you later, before he changed it, that they're allowed to go back with the ambulance to Arnav, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, there will be no ambulance. The same thing in the Catskills. You're allowed to bring back the ambulances to the Catskill, even if Lamazogin they have three. But they claim that every Shabbos Lamazogin statistic is they have 10 calls, 20 calls. Maybe they need all the ambulances there. But mainly you're allowed to go back. So even if you're Rosh Hashanah was matter to go back. And here came the second question. In the minute that you drive, Lamazogin you get to South Holzberg with the ambulance. Now you don't know where will be next call, right? So you're not allowed to drive back. You drive into the mountains, stop in the middle of the highway. Because you never know where's the next call. They need another ambulance in the Catskill. Seder. So you bring it back from Manhattan to the Catskill. Where in the Catskills, you don't know. Le Moshe was the same Shala in Arnav. You drove back from Hadassah. You came to the beginning of the neighborhood, stop. We'll take another question that was. In the Catskills, he, Lamazogin, is staying in Luxor. Now, with the ambulance, he went to Chveis to Teres Chaim. Now, someone, Chas V'Shalom, got a heart attack, he went to Teres Chaim. He's in Teres Chaim, he's helping, the guy dies. What's going on? He's allowed to go back with his ambulance? If you're Shem Zaman? No. The ambulance is in the mountains. You don't know where's the next call. Fear of Moshe, he wants to be in Luxor. He's indirect. But the fear of Shem Zalman, he has to stay here. Not only that, the next thing will happen. Ahmed Malachim Ovis is here now. It's a glimpse of the next story is here. Ahmed. We know that Malachim Ovis already is in this mountain. Ahmed, someone died here, yeah? So why to go to somewhere else? This was the next question they asked of Shem Zalman. And here Rabbi Shimon Zalman Auerbach said, I'll be our parsha of this week, you bring a life in the parsha, that even that I hold that you're not allowed to go back from Manhattan, but you're allowed to drive back to Luxor with an ambulance, and when you come in town off, you're allowed to drive the ambulance where you want. And it doesn't make sense. Now, Rabbi Moshe says, a guy drove with his car to Manhattan to take a patient, he's allowed to drive back home on Shabbos, allowed to be Chal Shabbos. Now there's another shayla. You have to have an ambulance. Oh, an ambulance you're allowed to bring back. Now the shayla said, I'm allowed to bring back the ambulance. So I went to the other road. It was a call. I'm allowed to bring back the ambulance to my house, or I have to leave the ambulance there and stay there. If my shift is there, I will stay there. Zogim Shem Zalman, Al Pi Parsha, you're allowed to drive back with the ambulance to the place. Dine. If it's a car, no. If it's a car, you have to stay where you are. But if you drove with an ambulance, and we need the ambulance in the neighborhood, so not only you're allowed to come to the neighborhood, you're allowed to come back to the address where you live, and if you went in the neighborhood from one place to the other place, you're also allowed to. Be masbir, this halacha, and this yesod, we'll go duch. The Yisrael Advarim Be'etzem is a Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Mem Dalet, Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this, Mi sheyotzo birshus, ve'omru lo yikvar nase maise. It's a Gemara Eruvin there, Mishi Yotze Birshus Va'omu Le Kvar Nase Maise. sagt Rashi, Eidus HaChodesh Lehatzi Min HaGais Min HaNor Chachom HaBo LeYalet. He came, told him everything is okay already. Yesh Lo Alpayim Amo LeChol Ruach. He came from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim to save. He came to Yerushalayim, they told him it's really okay. He has Alpayim Amo LeChol Ruach Kibnei Ha'ir. Ba'etzim he was Yoytze Chutz LaTchum. So ba'etzim he has to stay in his Dalad Amis, because his Tchum is a Bnei Brak. But we give him Tchum Shabbos like this city. So Rashi, k'mo mi shiyotzo. K'evan shiyotzo b'rshus, hikilu chachomim. Zog Tesis, why they were matir? It's as if he tilu soifa mishum tchilosoi. If you don't let him to go around, next time he will not come. L'chur is meduik in the Gemara that they were only matir him to stay in the city, alpayim amo l'chol amo. But to go back, they were never matir. Zog Mishum Azam, from this Gemara is mashma that even Isur d'Rabbonon if tchumim, they were not matir. They gave him alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Aber zeh, this is one Gemara. Then the Gemara says, later in the Memhei, Omar Rabbi Yudah Omar Rab, Shechoyzrim b'klei zayin l'mekoymo. They're allowed to go back with the guns back home. So first they're allowed to go back and let them have Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Kashe. Zog the Gemara, no. In the beginning they said only alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Borishoino yomanichim klei zayin v'bayis asomuch l'choymo. Pam achas hikiru bohem oivim. They left the guns, and when they left the guns, the goyim were hiding, and they jumped, and they fought with them. V'rotfo achem, nichnesu li gazayim, nichnesu oivim achem, dochku et zezeh v'horku. Yoisem ha-shabayisah shoyin iskinu shichoyzrim imkoyim b'klei zayin. Kan shenitzchu Yisrael, kan shenitzchu Yisraelo. So the Chura state clothed that you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Zog Mishum Zaman, if you see this Gemara, it's mashma fakel, that they only hear what matter because of Maisa Shehoyo, and if they leave their guns. The Mele, Rabbi Mishum Zaman, Oyerbach says, L'maskone, he says in Milcha Shloime, that it's no heter in Simen Ches, he brings down the Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe learns a different pshat a little bit in the Gemara there. Not going out of the Archove, but it's maybe a whole shiur on Etzem Vikuach, how to learn the Gemara. But he says like this. The Simon Ches, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings it down also. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes down, Reise, ואף פי שיש פסק מהגון, הצדק המפורסם, רב משה פיינשטיין, הנני מפרסם מים ארזה לאחר שהגוין הזה על נותם רשוסתי לפרסם. שזם בעצם ראה את זה רבי משה בזמת המלוך הדי רייסה, אז מים שחירושה בזדה רייסה רבי משה הזמתיר. But he said that he asked רבי משה permission to print this whole שטקל תאיר against the Eagles Moshe, and רבי משה told him that he's allowed to print it, so this is the reason he's printing it. אז זה גם פשוט מזל. אוי ונתפס בסק בספר גרס מוישה מהגוין המפורסם רבי משה, והדבורים לא יגיעים למלוכס די רייסה בשבס, and it מפרסם. Moshe Zalman says, even that I written in different places, it's נגיע את די רייסה. And the שאלה is, רויפה שנקרא לכוי למסוכה, נימותו ללחזור בבייסה על ידי חילול שבס. And he brings down the whole Gemara, and he says, כלור לכו, it's מוכח את הסוגת על עצו. He brings down the רב מוישה, רב מוישה wants to learn פשט. I'll read on a poor couple lines. אין החזור אל הבייסה ממוקם החוילק שממוקם רוחק ואי אפשר לילך רגלי. Moshe says, you cannot walk by foot. Or Achaim Chalik Dalet Zimun Pei. Velishor Shem Kol HaShabbos Afilu Zman Godol Yeshlochush Shebnei Beisoi Lo Yanichu Loi Bepa'a Ma'acheres. So first, the Akdoma from Reb Moshe. The heter is only because the Bnei Bais will not be matter you to go back next time. Then if you're a single bocher, וגם, שהוא עצמו ישרשל, אם יש לאתר לא בבחזור ובנסיע ברכם מצד חשש ישרשלוס. Dahin, if you will not matter him, his family will not let him to be a member of Atzole, or he will never do it. Why I'm saying it? I saw myself, I was in the Catskills a couple of years ago, and I saw some Gishmak and Bochum that were working in Atzole. And I could be made Shemaim Ba'oretz on them, that even if you will not let him to come back, they will work in Atzole. These people, if they go back, they're mechal Shabbos deiraisa dechayv skila. Dechayv skila, because even the etzem is mechal Shabbos deiraisa to go back. The head of Moshe is because the bnei bais will not let him. These people don't have bnei bais, so they don't listen to the bnei bais. And you're not be misrashel. They're fighting to work in atzola. Atzola is one bochim, and they sneak in to work for an heavy price. Yeah, and the mechal don't live there. They're called where they have to them, and they wait to have calls to go to Manhattan. These boys, if they go back in the Semach of Moshe, skill it. Skill it. Chazal says, if you don't do it, Hashem will take care of it. If you see someone that dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayv skill it. You have to know the chayv skill it. The Mele, everyone has to know this shir. Because even the people that follow Rav Moshe, this bochim and atzol in the Catskills, they have to know that if they go back in Shabbos, again, if you need the ambulance, what we said, we'll see. But if they go, if we don't need the ambulance, they went with their own car. So call, some of them have own cars there, I saw. There's a light they put on top, yeah. These boys, if they go back, they mechal Shabbos deiraisa. Umasik shom Ramosha, the Yeshlaatri Lazri Marechev, ksheinu yochel asik nochri. If you can get a goy to drive you back, you have to have a goy. Ach rak bishmish yeshlochu shesefe mishum tchilose. And Ramosha goes in the whole chashmin of the sugi, I'm not going in. Shom Zaman, it's choylik and choylik. And all the rice in the Gemara, and he finishes, and he says like this: Be'etzem is a Gemara like Reb Moshe, and Eilus Achoidesh stated in Chazal that Chazal will matir. The Gemara says that two Eidim came, and they said that they saw the Levana, and then more Eidim were coming, and Rabban Gamliel said, "Don't stop the Eidim to come. Why? Because if you're stopping them, ato machshilam la'asid lover, they're mechal Shabbos." Rabbi Gamliel said, let him to carry on coming to say the Eidus HaChodesh. Because if you don't let him, hata machshil him la'asid lovay. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. First, Mechas Chinuch says that it's only in Eidus HaChodesh that the Torah said, aber Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman Azei. What? You choishesh that a Yid will not be mechal al Shabbos to save a person because he can't go back to Egypt? What? You choishesh Klal Yisrael in that? No one is choishesh Klal Yisrael in that. No one is chayshe klal Yisrael. Chazal will never matter it for pikuach nefesh. There's no tzad that Yidden will not do at tzolos nefoshes. Al yisamed adam reyecha olav deyraisen. Eidus HaChodesh. People say so much Eidus HaChodesh. You don't have to go. Worst comes to worst. Atem afilu atem mutim. So much chayshe will be 2 days. The chayshe will be 1 more day. Okay, this man will finish a day later. No. So it will be 1 more day in the chayshe. The ganze zach. But someone will not be go to Miyalet because he can't go back? And Mishum Zalman says, ואף שלצערנו יש הרבה רויפים קל ידעס אשר לדידיו החשש הוא אמס שמחשודים לימון המלוחס להוציא לסחוי אם לא יוכל אחר כך להחזר אין בכחינו לאט ומשום כך איסור יתר ורק מוצאים מחסם ספר שמעתם משום כך לרויפ ולהחזר לבייסוי ברכב של נוחרי זאת תראים אם ברכב של נוחרי עצנה צופו שתמיד תבימטיר חזר ועוני מטיר 2,000 לכל רוח. And Tanine, already he says, there is mistabir to matir to al yidei nochri. He says, there is mistabir to be matir al yidei nochri, he says. Because בזמן הזה תקי, to be misbatter if you don't let him to go back, so it's mutter to go al yidei nochri. But even that, Pshul Mezaman is not so happy to be matir to go al yidei nochri. It's not so happy. I thought in the animaisa that I had with the, that I went with the car, the Nochi, big machlekes in. Hopefully we'll get it. But Rosh Zaman says, even the Nochi, very schwach to be mad. So this is the machlekes. B'Shem Chazanish, they say that he was mad to the doctors to go back. As if the Ochis Rabbeinu brings down that they were matir to doctors to come back like Reb Moshe, because if not, the Metzias says, some people say that it's mutter to go back. They say B'Shem Mechazanish that he was matir, he said that if you will not let the doctors to go back, B'Mele, it will be B'Nizbata La'ini like Reb Moshe. But they say, Marshal, that even if the Chazanish said you have to let the doctors, because if not, there'll be no more doctors, there'll be a Pikuach Nefesh. The Metzias says that it's Pikuach Nefesh. But it's only in doctors. But Lama Zogin, sometimes Zaka comes, someone got lost, you know, they make a matzah and the Olam started to look. Then you're not allowed to go back in Melacha B'Raisa. Because it's not like an organization, like a Tzolah, that you could say that if we're not be matered, so then the whole organization will be Botel and it'll be Pekuach Nefesh. Next time, a different Bochum will be in the country when it'll be a call. Now, no one thinks that Pungde will find him in the middle of Shabbos and they will get stuck somewhere. So, Mele, Lemaise, the Hiroya in Eretz Yisrael is, from Gdele HaPoiskim was, that you're not allowed to go back Aliday Yisrael, only Aliday Goy. Or, if the Choyle needs you, so then you're allowed to go back if it's Pekuach Nefesh, and if it's not, Aliday Goy. So this is Be'etzem, the Hiroya in Eretz Yisrael, not to go back Aliday Yisrael, only to go back Aliday Goy. So a person has to know Lemaise, Avadi Yeshal Malismoich to go back. But they have to know that it's totally in a big machlekes, and for sure, the b'shoifi for sure not to do it. You have to, and you kavu on the job, and if not, your nebais will not let you. You have to ask a shayla. But if someone stams, avada not to be samech to go back, and stama atzol of a person that went to be matzil not to mechal Shabbos for sure. If it's an organization and it's taki achshash that the nebais will not let you, and you're misrashel or sidlovoi. Yes, I'm saying, but the hero in Eretz Yisrael, Be'efen Kloli, is not. The hero in Eretz Yisrael, Be'efen Kloli, is not to go back to Israel, only to go back to Aliday Goy. So this is the hero in Eretz Yisrael. Mechashleime, Chalek Aleph, Simen Pei, Chalek Bei, Simen Yud Beis. And Ramesh was mati. And I'm saying, some say that in our days it's such a Pekuach Nefesh. Could be Rav Shlomo Zalman also be matir. This is the matir b'shem nechazanish. It's not dvorim brurim. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Ozman, be'etzem moir not to go back to Israel, only on day good. So now let me get. So they came to Rav Shlomo Zalman when they opened the Atzol in Arnof. And they told him, Meseida, but the ambulance needs to be in Arnof. It's 10 calls of Shabbos. So maybe a statistic, they need the ambulance to be back. So it's pikuach nefesh not to let to have it back. And in the tshuva, they also said that the bais would not let them, and the whole thing would be misbatel. And Rav Shlomo Zalman told them they're allowed to bring back the ambulance. Remember, then I told Rav Shlomo Zalman that you have to ask statistic, you write that it's 10 calls. But I want a statistic, 10 calls, if the ambulance will not be in the neighborhood, how much people will die? No. You write that 10 times you went for real dangerous things. But we need to know if the ambulance will not be there, if these 10 people will die. If another neighbor that doesn't have an ambulance, 10 people died over Shabbos? It's less of a matter. If you have a neighbor that doesn't have an ambulance, 10 people die over Shabbos? So they're allowed to bring back the ambulance. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he wants them to bring it back at a day goy. And that Shabbos he lets them. Another Shabbos he lets them. But he doesn't want that the ambulance will come back and the Yisrael to do a pirtze. But Kozman they couldn't. And they had to hire a guy. And in the end they got a guy. So Kozman they didn't have a guy. Shem Zalman says you could bring back the ambulance to the neighborhood. Say that. They came to the neighborhood. Now in the minute the ambulance is in the neighborhood, there's no more Pekuach Nefesh. So Be'etzim they have to start and park in the beginning of the neighborhood. So they came to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman told them they're allowed to go back with the ambulance to the house. Why? And here Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos goes over a lot of chidushim. I didn't check it in the new one. It's not massive to check all the brotim of his shinui. Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this. I heard this from Rav Shlomo Zalman a couple of times. Said in yeshiva also. In our parsha state that Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen is kinosi besoichom, v'lo yichilisi es bnei Yisrael. Pinchas was a kanoi. He killed Zimri. Zimri was boyel aramis. He was boyel kozvi batzur. Kol boyel aramis kanoim poigim boy. Zog the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ilu nepach Zimri v'harogoy lePinchas lo yoyo nera golov. Even if the halach is that kanoim poigim boy, but if the boyel kills the kanoi. If the boyel kills the kanoi, he's not nerak. I heard once a gevaldik gevald. What is the pshat? Amod nezach. Hashem lets me to kill the boy El Aramis, and I don't get no protected? Hashem lets me to kill the boy El Aramis. But if the boy El Aramis wants to kill me, he's on the right. Why Hashem doesn't protect me? I'm a kanoi. I want to kill the boy El Aramis. I'm a tzaddik. Okay, no one has to help me, but Hashem lets him to kill me? And if he kills me, he's potu, it's a roida. So he's going to give all the gevurot once. Lo yitzur, you can't kill the kanoi, so nishkin chochma to zayin a kanoi. It's time to kill Yenna. The chochma is you must have to kill Kenan, even as a child, that he will kill you. No one doesn't know if you're a kanoi. But it's time to kill, the kanoi to kill people? It's not nishkin kanoi. Chochma is to see, you must have been by your nefesh. Fayyim shum azam and oyabach, and everyone answers the same question. What is the heter? If the boy El Aramis to kill the kanoi, the halacha is you're allowed to kill boy El Aramis only b'sho that he does the bia, not a minute before, and not a minute after. So Pinchas comes with a knife to kill with a roimach to kill Zimri. What's that Zimri could turn over and kill Pinchas? If Zimri will leave Kosvi, he will decide to stop the bia, and that minute Pinchas will stop. Says Yochel Atziloi. Instead of stopping Pinchas by chopping off his hands, just leave Kozvi, and he will not do it. He will not kill you. And the halacha is, if Yochel Yatzilo Be'echad Me'evorov, there's no heter to kill the Roidev. You're killing Pinchas because he's a Roidev. He wants to kill you. But if Luyotzer you could chop Pinchas' feet, you're not allowed to kill him. Because you have to stop the Roidev Be'echad Me'evorov. Here you have a better Eitzer. Instead of chopping off his feet, you will just leave Kosvi, and Pinchas will not want to kill you.
Isn't
that a din on the Roidef? Oh, so the Ramach and the Rambam says that the Roidef and the Nirdef himself has no din of Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evorov. Why? Because he's bold. Shtatzach, you coming to kill me and I'm trying to cut you in the feet, yeah? And then you will kill me, yeah? No, one second, let me see, maybe I could stop you. You know, you coming to kill me with Ramach Evorov, so I have to kill you right away back. So maybe if the Ramach it's not a kasha. But even if the Ramach some say it's a kasha, it's only when someone's coming to kill you because he hates you. But if someone's killing you because you're doing avera, just leave. The whole world is under nirdaf, you're killing me with a knife. I will have to chop you from the feet. You kill me. But not under nirdaf? It's a sefer Pardes Yosef, al Ateyo. The Ascomedy is the Ascom from the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe, he brings down the Tzvasemes. Teretz, he said in this kasha, he said that why Zimri could kill Pinchas. The halacha is in Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evorov, you can't be mad, you can't kill him. So here you could save Pinchas by leaving Kosvi. Says the Medrash says, Asoron Nisim Nasu LePinchas. One of them is Shenidbiku Zeh B'Zeh. But then after Klal Yisrael saw that they were talking together and he killed at the right moment. So Shenid Nidbiku. So Zimri didn't have a way to perish. The Meili had a head to kill Pinchas. That is why the Ger Rebbe Dalton does come. But he didn't have a way to, he was stuck. He couldn't play Rosh. Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach a different terrors. Zogt, I want to be Boy El Aramis. You want to kill me, I will kill you. I want to do what I want to do. I want to be Boy El Aramis. You want to kill me? You are Roidef. I, Yochel Atzilo Be'echad Me'evorov, Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yochel Atzilo means when I'm calling to kill you, don't go off his head. First chop his feet, his stomach. You can't take off his head. But you're not mechuyev to make him not to want to kill you. The moshe. Shmozama told me this moshe. A person is walking in the street. You know, sometimes you walk. Two guys tell you, if you pass, I'll throw a stone on you. If you pass, I'll throw a stone on you. You take a gun, you shoot him, and you carry on walking. Because he wanted to kill you. He's a roidef. He said if you walk there, he'll throw a stone on you. So you shoot him, and you will go fight him. Shmozama told me, like, at chile, you're allowed to do it. I'm saying, atzlo, I'm not saying, you know, bagatz, no, chameye. But as erich gav from Shmozama Nayobach. You walk in the street, the guy says, listen, if you pass here, we'll throw a stone on you. Take a gun, shoot him, and carry on walking. What do you mean? And he says, not only because I want to walk in the street. I want to boil a ramis. You want to kill me? I will kill you. Don't boil a ramis. I want to. You don't tell me what to do. Zogim Shem Zalman, when he has another guy. The halacha is, above a machteres, you're allowed to kill the ganav. Why is a roidef? He wants money. Why is a roidef? Chazal say, because if I will wake up and I will not want to give him my money, he will kill me. So maybe I'm allowed to kill him. So I'm laying in bed and I see a rabbi coming in, I shoot him, right? As I state. And lay down. Why I shoot him? Because he wants money. Cover yourself with a blanket, he will only take money. Because if you will get up to stop, he will kill you. So he's a loydev. So stay in bed. So take $500. I want my money. I want to get up. You want to kill me, so I'm allowed to kill you. I'm allowed to kill you. I don't want to give you my money. You want to be a loydev, I will kill you. But nicht alle am maskim in the kashim of Shul Zalman. Some answer that is a chash ein odom mamid atzmei al memoinoi, mistami you will get up, and then mistami he will kill you. This is the heta. Mistami you will get up, and mistami he will kill you. That's already a big toll in the Bir Aloche. Pashas, it's not like that. What if it was robbers in your house? You do a goymel in the morning or not? Chayonim says no. If robbers come, you just put a blanket on the top of you, yeah? To make a goymel. Bir Aloche says no. Chazaki you would get up, so unless you didn't wake up, because then Chazaki would start up and he would want to kill you. Chayonim says, the Mitzvah, most robbers come, you just cover yourself. Rav Shach said, Ander Terence. That Be'etzim Havada, you're not allowed to kill the guy. The reason you're allowed to kill the Baba Machteres, Loshen HaRambam is, Midinei HaGanev, Shenargenu B'Machteres K'sheyovoy. This is Midinei HaGanev. So the Teres Havada is not a real roidev. It's a punishment on a ganev that we dantzach k'ilu is a roidev. Shem Zalman says, no. The answer is, I want my money, you want to take it, I will kill you. I'm not mechuyev not to want my money. Meir B'Shem Zalman Oyerbach, and soon we'll see the psukim inside. B'Shem Zalman Oyerbach says like this. You're walking in the street in Shabbos. I know it sounds very mechudashdik, but I'm speaking only on cases that I asked him and he told me before that I could say it in his name. You walk in Beis Yisrael in Shabbos and you see an electric pole falls down full with wires. And if you touch it, you burn black, you know, goldish. Eifel, you become Eifel. Now, you know, every little Yerushalmi kid that will touch it, it's over. Now you have two options. You could stand it the whole Shabbos. Be careful. In the case that you could, I'm saying, yeah. There's a lot of kids. But then you can't eat chunt. You could call the electric company, please come to fix it. They'll come to fix it. I want to eat chunt. I call the company, they come to fix it, and I go to eat chunt. But I'll spend the whole Shabbos here. How much was it? These are the words of Shem Zalman Oyerbach. It's printed in Shmir Shabbos, Kilchosa Lahaloche. But he told me that a doctor is in the hospital. There's a sick guy that, you know, as a chshash that he will get a heart attack. So today they have the EKG. EKB, I don't know how they call it. They put four places, blue and red, and then they know, you know, the screen, it goes up and down, you know if he gets a heart attack. And now, as another way to know, if the doctor puts, you know, what the normal doctors have in the ear, if they put it on their heart, they also could hear it's a heart attack. Lama Zalman, it works the same. But if I put it, I have to the whole Shabbos stand like this near his stomach, yeah? Can I chant? I can't move like this. I'm sugar. I connect the computer, I go to my room, drink my coffee, and I see. If it's a heart attack, I'll say, for sure, you're allowed to do it. Connect the electricity. You want the whole Shabbos, you stand here, this is sugar. What was with Einik Shabbos? Why? Now I'll tell you why. I want to drink my coffee. You can't tell me don't drink coffee. You tell me it's Pikoch Nefesh, so I'm allowed to Mechal Shabbos. He has a raya. That's a raya. I'm sleeping in my house. The Baba Machteres, Baba Shabbos. The Gemara says you're allowed to kill him. To kill a person is Chilul Shabbos. How are you allowed to kill the person? That's Pikoch Nefesh. What is Pikoch Nefesh? Stay under the blanket. I want to open my blanket. He wants to kill me, so I kill him. So the Hanu, we'll make it like this. The Baba Machteres comes, I need to shoot, yeah? The way to shoot is, you know, you take a gun and you shoot a bullet. But if it's dark, you can't shoot. So what do? You put on the light and you shoot, right? So if it's Bob Machter, so Shem Zalman, state in the Gemara, you're allowed to kill him in Shabbos. So it means you're allowed to put on the light and shoot. So why are you doing it? Because you want to save the $100. So what is the Eretz of Chil Shabbos?
Keep a candle on.
What? If you have a candle before Shabbos, but hopefully you didn't know the rabbi came 3 o'clock in the morning, the candle was over. So you're allowed to or not? Avada, you're allowed to? So Shem Zalman, look what is happening here. I have $100. The guy came to take it. I stay under my blanket, it's good, but I don't want to. So I want to hold on to my money. So I take off my blanket. He wants to kill me. I put on the light. So I was Michal Shabbos. Then it says, I'm not mechuyev to stay under my blanket. I want to get out of my blanket. I want to protect my money. He wants to kill me. He's a roidev. Pikuach nefesh. Deich Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. Deich Shabbos. I'm allowed to put on the light. I want to drink my coffee. This guy's going to die. I'll put on a computer. You'll tell me when he's dying. I will come to save him. I want to go to eat coffee. It's a pshad. Your shami kids will touch the wires. I'm calling the electricity company. It will be nochel Shabbos. I know it's a chidush en geduk masri. Maybe about we go back to the chidush of Shem Zaman. We'll see later. There's a big vikuchim in the Tzisrol about this chidushim. Shem Zaman Rebach told me, I'm sitting in my house and the neighbor knocks. And he says, my son is very sick, needs a hot coffee. It's mamish pikuach nefesh. Tell him, listen, I only have two cups left. My wife wants coffee tomorrow morning. Put on the kettle and make hot water, no problem. I need my coffee. Pikuach nefesh, put on the fire. What do you want from me? He says, the neighbor knocks on the door. It's pikuach nefesh, I have to go to the hospital. Could drive me? He says, no, I'm sleeping now. Call the company and they will come to take you. He will die in the meantime, you have to save him. But I don't want, I also, the other guys to drive to take you, so you know, let him to drive, I'm sleeping now. As I part from Shem Zam, I'll tell you the Mekuris inside, everything is in Shmir Shabbos, every aloha. But these are the cases that I went to speak to him in his house a couple times, and I written down to myself the cases with his Lashoinus. We'll go back to the ambulance. Zokim Shem Zam and Oyerbach. I come to the neighborhood with the ambulance. What's that like this? What's the beginning of the motion? I live in Katzel Embogen, the top of Arnof. I get a call from the bottom of Arnof that someone has a heart attack. I drive down, I come to the bottom of Arnof, the guy is dead. Now, we can't say the neighborhood needs an ambulance. We said she has an ambulance, the neighborhood. Not that we said the Malachim is in the bottom of Arnof, Mistama the next one will be there also, yeah? We know, Pashtus Chazoket. So what is my head? Look, she was having like this. I want to eat chant, right? So I walk home to each other. Not around each other. Now the problem is when I come home, so the next call, what would be? I'm so far from the ambulance. So it would take me 20 minutes to get to the ambulance. Pikuach nefesh. So I'm allowed to bring the ambulance, right? I'm allowed to ask someone to bring the ambulance to my house, right? So instead of that, I'm already driving with the ambulance straight to my house. I'm allowed to go to each other. If I each other in the house, there'll be no ambulance. Next call, how the guy will get to the ambulance? So, I'm allowed to ask the guy to bring the ambulance to me, right? So, I'm allowed to drive home with the ambulance. This is the psak of Shem Zalman. He told him you're allowed to drive. Later, he asked the notes. I don't have here, I only have the first edition. And he crossed it, and he said not to do it. Not to do it. Not to do it. As he says, such a zizel of Shabbos to drive for the chant. Because he said, be a soidel if you're there, I remember Shem Zalman said. So when the guy in the afternoon wants to go to the park, he's allowed to drive the ambulance to the park. Because he's allowed to be at the park. So he said the guy would go to show with the ambulance. The guy would drive the neighborhood with the ambulance. Said, has to be a limit. Has to be a limit, Shem Zalman said. But maybe he asked for the same notes, and he crossed them, and he said, us. They have to stay there. But be a soido, Shem Zalman hold you allowed. The problem in this, even that Shem Zalman passed is like that, and again, he's matir all different Yisuri Shabbos, Mikoyach that child. So in the ambulance, he for sure said not to do it. He said to stop to do it. Zilus of the Shabbos, for sure not to do it. So I want to explain. First, there's a big kasha against this whole chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. Raya Brua, the loker of Shlomo Zalman, and Sushchanoch and Lechel Shabbos, and Shimon Shin Chofte, Sa'iv Vov, it says, Akum Shebo'u al Ir Le'ilochem. Al Iski Momen, Ein Oisi Mima Milchomo. Al Iski Nefoshes, Oisi Misa Milchomo. Sa'iv Zayin, V'yesha Yimrim, Shaf Iski Momen, Oisi Misa Milchomo. Why? Because for sure, one of the people in the city will be stupid, and he will start up with them, and it will be a milchama, and then people will die. They came for money. Zogdim Ogin Avroma, but Lefi that if they came to one individual person, and they asked for money, you're not allowed to make milchama with the guy. She was like, why not? He doesn't want to give his money, they want to kill him, so you're allowed to do a milchama. So it could be just the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Stand to fight for the money, Chazal will not matter. But in the other Zachen, Shem Zalman Oyerbach said, I read that. In Shmir Shabbos, Perek Lamed Beis, Seif Samachrei, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. Mutor lehadlik es ha'oir b'shvil ha'choile shebesakone. You're allowed to light on a light, to put on a light for a choile that is a pikuach nefesh. Af im etzel ha'shochen yesh menoir od loko. Even if the neighbor has already a light, you just have to move it over, he has a candle. If by taking the candle from your friend, by him in the house he'll be dark, and he'll be betzal. Dainu, by you is a dark, you have to put on the light, and the neighbor has a candle. But if you take the candle from the neighbor, it'll be very sad, it'll be very dark by him. So you're allowed to put on the light. Or, if your neighbor is sleeping, don't wake him up. One aloha. Perek lamed beis seif ayin dalet. Mutor levashel avur choyle shebesakone shederish oichel cham. Even that the neighbor has warm food, kegoin that the neighbor is sleeping or the neighbor needs it for Shabbos. So you'll have to cook yourself. Perek mem alef seif chav beis. Chut chashmal shenofal v'yesh chashash. Shimigu b'ze yamusu, ein chayev lamed shem kol ha-Shabbos. Same thing he paskins. What? You're not a shaita, you're Shem ha-Shabbos. Shem ha-Shabbos. Even if Shazama told me a lot of times, not like that. In Perek Mem, Seifa in Beis, Mutor lechol odom, to call an ambulance on the phone, and he doesn't have to ask a neighbor to drive, because if the neighbor drives, he can't come back, right? There's a sidur, today I don't see it anymore so much. It's called Minchas Yerushalayim. It was a thick sidur. When I was a kid, every bar mitzvah boy got such a sidur. It was like 2,000 pages, very thin pages. There it's brought down that you have to call the neighbor, you're not allowed to do it, it's Chilul Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says he has a right that he's right. The halacha is a kohen sees a mess, mitzvah, he's allowed to metame to the mess mitzvah. If someone else could bury the mess, he's not allowed to, right? Everyone knows the Gemara. For Shlomo Zalman, if he can't find someone else, he's allowed to be kohen the mess himself. Why it doesn't say that if he has money, he has to hire someone to kohen the mess? Tells us, I don't want to spend money. I want to spend money. Aye, the halacha is you have to be moitzi chomesh. That's val meis mitzvah, the Torah was matir, and he's a meis mitzvah because no one wants to be kover him. I'm not mechuyev to go out my way. Now, the shaila is alamol, till we're. Till we're the Moshe. The Tzitz Eliezer, he brings down to Shlomo Zalman. He says, I understand. But what would be if you're the neighbor? I'll give you the case. I know, again, these things are very... I don't want people to be passing quickly, because, you know, Shabbos could be Hefka. A neighbor comes down, someone's mom is sick, he needs a hot chant. So I'm really sorry, but, you know, we need a chant for tomorrow. But, he's very sick, we'll cook chant for him. Shlomo says, I could cook chunch. I have chunch, I want it for tomorrow. You need chunch? I'll cook another chunch for you. Tzitz Eliezer says, no, atkan. You have chunch and you're cooking a different chunch? Same thing here. You could stand there, you're not allowed to. Shlomo says, he has a right. The Gemara says, if you found a gacheles, mukze in Shabbos, it's a chashash that someone will be nizak, you're allowed to move it in Shabbos. Why are you allowed to move in Shabbos? Stand in the whole Shabbos and nothing will happen. What?
How many kids are
out there? And if you could, he has to stay there? Lo yishamano. Kachelet in Shabbos, why do you move as matter? The Torah says, I'm not mechuyev. So this is be'etzem, the heter of Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach. Now, you have to know, lemaise, you have to know like this. So, Lemaisa, it's Israel, I'm saying again, in all these cases, It's very nagi a lot of times in the hospitals and zachen. How much you mechuyev to go out, you wait till not mechal Shabbos or not. For sure, not miyad to be matir. For sure, it's a mitzvah to mechal Shabbos. If you don't have to mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to. But the question is, you say the shayla, we're going back to the ikar shayla, if you're allowed to go back, if you went to mechal Shabbos, for a tzala or not. So some people taina that einach anami, chazal will never matir. But the matzav today in the world is that a tzala in America saves billions of people. And if you stop to let him to go, the whole Atzala system will break. So it's a pikuach nefesh. So on Chazal, it's pikuach nefesh. Right? Ramosh says Chazal will mati. Mazal says Chazal will not mati. So not to forget about Chazal mati or not. Tachlis gilat. If you close Atzala in America, people will die. It's no shayla about it. So some of them say, the Metzias says today, you have to be matirut. Shemzal says, hire a goy. And this is what most people do. They go and take a goy, and the goy takes them back. It was a maisa, and Be'etzem, I know that it's also a very big politic question. I'm not going into it because I was not involved. I'll just only give you like a remise. The time the Chasam Sefer, they decided to build a big hospital in Prishburg. So the Maskilim, that they were, you know, they were giving the money, they wanted to build it also in Shabbos. So Chasam Sefer asked them, Shugoyim? They said like this, we need a hospital or not? Yeah. Tzchoshe Bezach, yeah. The hospital in Prishburg will save people for sure. Because if people have to go till Lechweis, I don't know, these far places, though, yeah. Most people die by day. So the ambulance was, you know, these horses with the wagons, yeah. Even if you were healthy, you became sick when you went with them. So it was mamish pikoch nevish to take a guy, or you led this. It was not shaykh to go to the other place. It was not shaykh. So Chassam said, yes. And they told him like this, if we build on Shabbos, so instead of Lamazorim, it has to take 7 years to build it, it takes 6 years, because we save a day, right? So a year, people will be saved. So it's a pikoch nefesh. So we're allowed to build the hospital on Shabbos. This was the time of the maskilim. This was the time of the maskilim. Chasim Sefer, the same thing we heard, you know, they had in the Kvorim, and that was a story. What was the hospital in Ashkelon? It was the same story. It was different stories also in that Shaila. But one of the arguments was, they claimed that they need to make an emergency room, and they need to do it in a place of the Kvorim. And if you don't let us the bill, it's Pekuach Nefesh. I said, it's Aitzis. They say, until you do all the Aitzis, it'll be taking us a half a year. So how much, every day that the hospital was there, statistics says, 20 people less die. Pekuach Nefesh. But Pekuach Nefesh is not the Kvorim. This was their time. The Chiloim. All of the Chiloim stand against it. It's not called Pekuach Nefesh. It's because you could build a hospital on Shabbos also. Not only that, they were building a road near Har Nof. They come into Yerushalayim, they say, Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, you know, the road is very narrow. A lot of accidents. If we are on the road, less accidents. You're allowed to build on Shabbos? Every day, 5 people die in the car accidents. They say, the road will be back. Statistic, they checked it for sure. Every week, 3 people less. That means you're saving over a year. And you know, if you build it in Shabbos, it's not only one day quicker, it's much more, because if you stop in Shabbos until the machines come, so in Mele, you could say, Be'erich, the Mele Cheshbon, 100 people. So you're allowed to build a road in Shabbos? Someone is trying to make a nuclear medicine, so they could work on it in Shabbos. Tell us, Pekuach Nefesh has to be lefonech. Mele, it's not so posh that a person could come on his own, if he's not a God Lador, and say, but if a tzola doesn't work, it's Pekuach Nefesh. If Chazal was matiret, you could mutter. Pekuach nefesh is mutter lefaneinu. Not every, so some things Chazal told us. Yeah, Chazal have a krech to say that if we don't matter this, in the end people will do this and this, and we'll come to pekuach nefesh. But ourselves, we're not allowed to. I had a maise. My daughter had a pekuach nefesh in Shabbos. Is they thought that it's pekuach nefesh. They thought it's a pikoach nefesh. So we had to take it to the hospital on Shabbos. So I went to a couple of doctors in the neighborhood. They said, pikoach nefesh, miyad, in the ambulance on Shabbos. So, boom, the ambulance came. It was a goy also with us. He came to the hospital. We took care. We finished. We could go back home. So the shaila was, if I'm allowed to go, so I'm allowed to go back with a car, with a guy back home or not? The Shaila is like this. We'll take the Chole himself. Chole himself is not allowed to go back home. If he's not Chole at all. Why? But don't worry, if someone is sick, don't worry. He will go to get help on Shabbos. There's no safe Mishum Tchilose. He's going to die, he will go to the hospital, even if they don't let him to come back. So Ibn Ramosha says, to the person themselves, they will not matter to go. The Shaila, the father of the person, is like a Zaytik mensch or not? The father of the person is a Zaytik mensch or not? It's a Zaytik mensch or not? So they claim to me that the father of the kid is not a Zaytik mensch. It's not safe from Tchilasai. He's in the parsha. The male has no heter to go back, even that it's a guy. Even Shem Zalman says that with a guy you're allowed to. If it happens, Shem Zalman didn't like. I was mad. The male, they had tainus on me because they saw me coming back with a guy on Shabbos. I was mad for two reasons. For three reasons. First, it's not so posh to me that a father is no heter to Shem Tchilasai. It's a guy a lot of times, yeah? Listen, he goes with his son to Manhattan, the son dies. Father wants to come back, tell the family that he's dead, yeah? He has to stay there, he's about to go back. Shalas Miguel a lot of times. First, I'm not so sure if a father is called. Wait, you know, some fathers are good, some fathers are not good, yeah? Chazal not the same as Shem Tchilasai. I don't know if it's a gather to say that a father is not the same. Second of all, again, Chas V'Shalom, I'm saying Chas V'Shalom to learn from what I'm saying. What is the issue to go in a car with a guy in Shabbos exactly? What is that veil? What is that what? What? So it's Amir Shvus Le'akum to tell him to go. To tell him to go. But the kid was sick and the kid needed to go back. So the Tzarech Choyle, the kid is allowed, the guy is allowed to go. For the kid to stay there, he was Mehut Mevual and he was in pain. For a choler, she'en b'sakon, you're allowed to tell a guy. So the guy is doing it for a yidder, for a tzaylich. So what is the issel to sit inside? It's not amir le'akum, because I'm taking the kid. I'm a meshamish of a choler. It takes more gas, but he's driving. I'm not driving. He's the ma'al b'shiurim, not me. When I'm driving, I'm oisef a issel. Also, it was yontif. And Yontif, Isuva Avore is not a deraisa, it's only a derabono. It's moilit, it's not Isuva Avore. Mavir Esh Me'esh. The Meile, I was matir. I know not all of my friends were masking with me, but the tzir of all these achim, I think, is a mokim. So I'm saying, Avade, all of these kulis that I said, they're not aloche lemaisa. Even if Shmir Shabbos brings down these cases, a person has to know, I'm saying it for Blurim, not to learn the kulas. I'm only saying it for two reasons. First, I want people to know that it's not so posher to go back with the raisa yourself in a car on Shabbos. And second of all, that sometimes, in a chanami, a person has to know when he feels that the only eitz is that he has to stay on stupid act for a whole Shabbos like a shayte, to know, to ask a shayla, sometimes you're not mechuyot to stand like a shayte, could be you're allowed to mechal Shabbos and take care of the zach. But avade on avade, I don't want the mikshel will come out, not to be same mechanit on your own. B'shum pani v'oifen, it's a machlekes, it's a chidushim from Shem Zalman Auerbach. But to listen, asidu azazach.
Why isn't kisim mocham a god machtes?
What?
Kisim mocham a god machtes like mom machtes.
Machtes, it's a ready head of dust. Actually, it's bol, it's not bol a hour.